Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Do you think health is important?
Hi, everyone. My name is Peter. Yeah, I think so. Today's topic is health.
Today's title is Health Myths. Health Myths. Ooh, so today we are going to talk about health myths. That sounds interesting. I like myths. Those are old stories about why the world is the way it is, like why animals can talk.
Well, yes, those are one type of myth, but myths can also be just ideas that are wrong or fake.
Oh, good point. Well, I guess we'll have to read our article to find out what kind of myths we're talking about today. Let's do that now. Friends, try to read along out loud with Peter.
Dr. Anna Day is on Rob's show. She is talking about health myths. She wants people to have good health and good information. First, she talks about eggs. People often think eggs are not healthy, but they are good for you. Drinking water is a good habit. However, you do not have to drink 8 glasses a day. If you exercise, you can drink more.
Peter, I think you were right. We aren't going to hear funny old stories about health today.
No, but that's okay. This will still be very interesting. I am curious to know what popular ideas about health are wrong.
Oh, you know, many people think it's unhealthy to eat lots of sweets. Maybe that's a myth.
That could be it. Well, friends, let's get started. Here are those keywords with Christina.
Hello, 今天接受访问的是 Dr. Anna Day. 她跟我们谈健康方面的迷思。名词健康就是 health. She wants to talk about health myths. 她希望能够分享好的健康资讯。She wants people to have good information.名词 information 就是资讯，它是不可数名词。首先有很多人认为吃蛋会使胆固醇升高，所以不敢吃。但是事实上吃蛋是很健康的。Eggs are good for you. 名词 egg 就是蛋。再来喝水确实是一个好习惯，但是一天到底要喝多少水呢？ Drinking water is a good habit. 名词 habit 是习惯。有人说一天要喝8大杯水，不过其实不需要喝那么多。However, you don't need to drink that much. 句首的副词 however 表示但是然而。但是运动的人就需要喝多一点水了。If you exercise, you should drink more water. 动词 exercise 就是运动。
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now here's your host,
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we have a very interesting topic for you. Please help me welcome my guest, Dr. Anna Day. Welcome to the show, Dr. Day.
Thank you, Rob. Today, I want to talk about health myths.
Do you mean popular beliefs that aren't true?
Exactly. You need good information so you can have good health.
I am glad you are here. What myth will you talk about first?
Let's start with eggs. Eggs are good for you.
Rob is in his studio again, and this time he's interviewing Dr. Day. She's talking about health myths.
Okay, Pauline, so we know that myths are...popular beliefs, things that people all kind of agree that are true, but they actually aren't. So what is health?
Oh, that's an important word too. It is our topic today. Health has to do with how we feel physically and how our body is doing. If we are sick or very weak, then we are not in good health.
Right. No one wants to be in poor health.We all want to be healthy. We want to have lots of energy, to be strong and active. We want to live well and live long.
Exactly. So that's why health is a very important topic.
Yes, you need good information so you can have good health.
And we also need to learn grammar points from Rebecca so we can improve our English. Let's go to her now.
Hello, friends. Wow, you are all so excited to learn a new grammar point. Well, if you want to tell someone that they need one thing to do something else, you can use this grammar point. So let's look at a few examples. First, you need good scores so you can get a good job. Or you need to work hard so you can be successful. Excellent job. So friends, make sure that you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So I exercise so I can be healthy. I also try to learn about what foods and activities are good for my health.
That's great, but be careful. Don't believe everything you hear. Some information is wrong.
Good point, but how can we know what information is true?
Well, you need to get your information from the right people and places.
For example, you shouldn't get your health information from a funny movie or a TV show.
Definitely not. But a doctor is a health professional. They are good people to get health information from. Some hospitals and medical schools also give free health information on the internet.
Okay, so what's one myth Dr. Day talks about?
Well, she starts with an interesting one, but before we talk about it, Christina has an interesting sentence pattern to teach us.
Dr. Day 是一位医师，他要为我们解开很多健康方面的迷思。他首先要从蛋说起。他说 ,Let's start with eggs. 原来有很多人都觉得吃蛋会让胆固醇过高。其实不是的。鸡蛋对我们的健康有益哦，所以 start with eggs 就是从蛋开始说起。我们来练习一下使用 start with something 的句型。面对一桌子的菜，该从哪里开始下手呢？ Which one should I start with? 你可以先喝汤啊。You can start with the soup. 我想我要从沙拉开始。I'm starting with salad.这些都是 start with 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So what myths does Dr. Day start with?
She begins with a food one that many people think is bad for your health. Eggs. People think they're bad for you, but eggs are good for you.
Yes, eggs are good for you. And that's today's...Calendar phrase!
Eggs are good for you.
Eggs are good for you.
蛋对你的身体有益。
Eggs are good for you.
No, eggs are bad for you.
That is not true. Eggs are good for you.
Are you sure?
Yes.Eggs are good for you.
Well, people shouldn't eat eggs.
Why not?
Eggs belong to chickens. To babies.
Eggs are good for you.
Eggs are good for you.
蛋对你的身体有益。
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That is good news because I eat eggs every morning.Well, I'm glad we learned about this one myth, but we need to take a short break. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. So, Pauline, what are some ways that you take care of your health?
Oh, well, I try to get exercise by biking and walking to places instead of taking the bus or driving.
Oh, that's a great way. And of course, what we eat and drink is important for our health, too. Well, friends, now let's learn some more with our next conversation. We can watch it together.
Aren't eggs bad for your heart? Some people say that.
That is not true. Eggs are good for you.
Okay. I have a question. Do I need to drink 8 glasses of water a day?
Drinking water is a good habit. However, you do not need to drink that much every day.
What if I exercise a lot?
Then you should drink more water.
So Rob isn't sure if eggs are really good for you. He asks Anna, aren't eggs bad for your heart?
Some people do think that, but Dr. Day says it's not true. Eggs really are good for you.
Great. Well, what about water? Everyone thinks water is good for you, but is that a myth? Is water bad for you?
Peter, of course not. Dr. Day says drinking water is a good habit. Water is good for you.
Hey, and practicing and learning English every day is also a good habit. Let's do some more learning now with Christina.
有人说一天一定要喝8大杯水才够。不过 Dr. Day 说喝水虽然是好习惯，但是其实不必喝那么多。Drinking water is a good habit. 这个句子的主词是 drinking water. 一个动名词片语做全句的主词。一个动名词片语指的是一件事或者是一个动作，所以配合它的动词一定要用第三人称的单数形式。如果我说吃苹果对健康很好，就用 eating apples is good for your health。虽然这个句子用了复数的 apples， 但是全句的主词是 eating apples 这件事，所以 be 动词要用 is 而不是 are。再来看句例句 ，Walking my dog is good exercise。遛狗是一种好运动。Learning about different cultures is his hobby。学习不同的文化是他的嗜好。
Thanks, Christina. We always enjoy learning from you.
Peter, I am a little confused.
Oh, really? What do you not understand about what Christina said?
Oh, no, not about Christina. I'm confused about Dr. Day. She says drinking water is good for you. But everyone knows that. So that's not a myth.
Oh, the myth is that people need to drink 8 glasses of water every day.
Oh, I've heard that before. That's not true?
No. Dr. Day says that people should drink water, but it doesn't need to be 8 glasses of water.
Are you sure? When I go biking or running, I drink a lot of water. At least 8 glasses.
Well, Pauline, that's different. When you exercise, you use more water for your body. Your body needs extra water then. Remember, you're running, you're working hard, and you're sweating too.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So do you normally drink 8 glasses of water a day?
No. And I always feel bad because I thought I needed to drink 8 glasses a day. So I'm glad to hear that this is a myth. Although, I should drink more water than I do.
Well, how many glasses of water do you usually drink?
Maybe 2 or 3.
Oh, maybe you should drink more.
I know, but at least I don't have to try and drink 8 glasses.
Yeah, hey, well, we both had good news today. I learned that I can keep eating eggs for breakfast in the morning. And you learned that you don't need to feel bad when you don't drink 8 glasses of water each day.
I can't wait to learn more tomorrow. But before tomorrow comes, we better review today's keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Health. health. Apples are good for your health.
Information. Information. I need some information so I can decide.
Egg. Egg. I ate 2 eggs for breakfast.
Habit. Habit. Smoking is a bad habit.
However. However. It is popular. However, it isn't healthy.
Exercise. Exercise. Running is a good way to exercise. All right, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. Now, let's watch our conversations together one last time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we have a very interesting topic for you. Please help me welcome my guest, Dr. Anna Day. Welcome to the show, Dr. Day.
Thank you, Rob. Today, I want to talk about health myths.
Do you mean popular beliefs that aren't true?
Exactly. You need good information so you can have good health.
I am glad you are here. What myth will you talk about first?
Let's start with eggs. Eggs are good for you.
Aren't eggs bad for your heart? Some people say that.
That is not true. Eggs are good for you.
Okay. I have a question. Do I need to drink 8 glasses of water a day?
Drinking water is a good habit. However, you do not need to drink that much every day.
What if I exercise a lot?
Then you should drink more water.
In English, we have some popular old sayings that give health advice. I think the most common one is, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But do you think that is a health myth, Peter?
It might be. It's a myth if you think that it is what it exactly means. An apple a day will always keep you away from the doctor.
Right, I agree. It's not true that if you eat an apple every day, then you will never have to see the doctor.
Right. Eating an apple won't protect you from getting in a car accident or falling and hurting yourself.
Yeah, there are lots of reasons for needing to see a doctor that don't have to do with what you eat.
Right. But I don't think this phrase really means that apples will protect you from accidents. I think the saying means that eating an apple or fruit every day is good for your health.
Eating fruit every day is a very good habit to have. Most health professionals agree that people should eat some fruit every day. But does it have to be just apples, Peter?
No, I don't think it means that. In fact, it's better if you eat many different kinds of fruit.
I agree. Oh, well, I'm glad we had this chat, Peter. But now it's time to watch a different chat. It's time for our Jungle Chit Chat.
Ginger, today we are talking about good health.
Ooh, that sounds important.
It is. What do you know about good health?
It's good! And it's healthy too!
True. What do you know about eggs?
Oh, they come from chicken!
True. People think eggs are not healthy.
But that's a myth, right? Eggs are really good for you!
That's right. What do you know about water?
Water? Well, drinking water is a good habit!
That's right. But you don't have to drink 8 glasses a day.
You don't?
No, that's another myth. But it's still important to drink water.
Oh, and if you exercise, you should drink More water.
That's right.
Hey, I'm thirsty. I want water now.
Okay, but don't drink too much.
I won't.
Well, friends, it's Monday. You know what that means. It's time to answer some questions. Our first question is, what does Dr. Day want to talk about? What does Dr. Day want to talk about?
You can find that answer in Conversation A, Health Myths That Aren't True. Here's question number two. Do you know a health myth? What is it? Do you know a health myth? What is it? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I know a health myth, and what is it? Well, I remember one health myth. Eating an apple a day keeps the doctor away, which isn't really true. I mean, truth is, apples are good for you, but there's nothing special about apples. If you eat a good mix of all kinds of fruits and vegetables, then you will stay healthy. But healthy is not eating just apples.
Do I know a health myth? Yes, I can think of one. Some people think it's better to brush your teeth with a hard toothbrush. They think it will help to get your teeth really clean. But if you use a hard toothbrush, it can hurt your mouth. If your mouth is hurt, then your teeth aren't protected. Then you can get cavities really easily.
Do I know any health myths? Well, one that I heard was that if you're outside in the cold, you will catch a cold. That is not true. You catch a cold from being inside with other people who have a cold. But it really is cold out here.
Do I know a health myth, and what is it? Well, you might think this is true. If you have a cold, achoo, and you don't feel well, do you eat ice cream? Because I have friends that won't do it. They say if you have a cold, you shouldn't have ice cream, but you know what? I eat ice cream anytime. If I have a cold, if I'm sneezing, I still eat ice cream. I know you think I shouldn't, but I do.
All right, friends. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you again here tomorrow, same time, same place. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.